The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. We see as a short preamble to this passage that the Son of God must be lifted up. This is Jesus' way of showing that God is glorified in Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection. And it's not that Jesus is, say, like, sent from God in order to suffer God's punishment. It's that Jesus is God. This is God's answer to our problems. This is God's answer to the evil that we not only experience in the world, but that we experience in those far corners of our hearts, or maybe what we experience really in the depths of our heart. It's that just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness and those who looked on it were saved, so too now those who look upon Jesus raised on the cross are saved. But what is that looking to other than faith? And it's great for us this week to have this passage because we have just celebrated Divine Mercy Sunday. Jesus, I trust in you. My friends, it's really that simple. It is really, truly that simple. We have to entrust ourselves to Jesus in everything, in everything. And if we do entrust ourselves to Jesus, we find that the forces of sin and death are conquered in our own hearts, so that we can be vehicles by which God conquers the rule of sin and death in our world. But it starts here. That's God. That is God hanging on the cross for us. What prevents our entrusting ourselves to him? He has demonstrated in no uncertain terms the depths of his love for us. How can we hold back from him?